led with a very erratic husband, and the fact that she was now very poor made her look dowdy. "What I would like you to do," the Duke said to her, choosing his words carefully, "is to come and live with me, and chaperone Nelita Sheldon, who is my ward." His aunt stared at him in astonishment. "Your ward, Alex?" she inquired. "How can she possibly be?" "Well, quite easily," the Duke said with a somewhat wry smile. "Her father, who was very kind to me, and was my general when I arrived in Portugal, put in his will that if anything happened to him, I was to look after her."
"Nelita Sheldon, of all girls," Lady Alice cried.
"Why do you say that?" the Duke asked.
"Well, she is the talk of London, although I dare say that it is not her fault. She moves in a fast set of youngsters who invariably get themselves talked about in the newspapers." She spoke as if it was something appalling.
The report he had read yesterday of Nelita walking on the parapet of a house in Berkeley Square must have shocked all his more elderly relations. "As you just heard," he went on, "she has arrived here earlier than I expected, and she obviously cannot stay here unchaperoned."
"No, of course not," said Lady Alice in a stilted voice. "That would immediately be talked about by all the gossips, and would invariably be reported in the press."
"Then I would hope that you will come to stay with me, because I desperately need your help, Aunt Alice." He saw a light come into his aunt's eyes, and there was a slight flush to her cheeks as she answered,
"Of course, Alex. Well, if you really want me, I shall be delighted."
"Well, I do, and it will be a pleasure to have you here." The Duke knew that his words pleased his aunt, and she rose to her feet, saying,
"If I am to stay here tonight, I must go back at once and pack what I require."
"I will order a carriage for you," he suggested.
"Oh, if it is no trouble," she replied, a little nervously.
"It's no trouble at all. It is a pleasure." He was thinking rather cynically that he did enjoy knowing that he could order a carriage at a moment's notice, and have it brought from his own mews by his own horses to his own front door almost immediately. "I will speak to the butler and also find out exactly what my ward is up to." He walked into the hall and found Benson, and told him to send for a carriage to take Lady Alice home. It was to bring her back, as she would be staying in the house. Benson understood immediately what was wanted. Then the Duke asked him, "Who is looking after Miss Sheldon?"
"The housekeeper, Mrs. Dawson, Your Grace," he replied.
"I don't think Your Grace..."